Welcome today, everybody. We're grateful you're here. We're here at A View Beyond the Ordinary podcast. I'm your host, Jolene Lenz, and I love to share stories of those courageous souls who transform their lives to align with their heart or their inner calling. Their stories just inspire the rest of us to take that next step. Today's guest, everybody, is Devra Oakes with Oak Tree Coaching. And we are so thrilled to have you, Devra. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And love to begin just to share with the listeners a little bit about your background. So for you all out there, Devra considers herself a holistic coach. She's worked with hundreds of individuals, as well as corporate executives, management teams, and leaders in higher education. She became a professional certified coach by the International Coach Federation. And in addition, she holds certificates in the Enneagram and emotional intelligence and coaching within family businesses. In 2014, she took a huge leap and started her own business, Oak Tree Coaching. So, Devra, first and foremost, it's great to have you here. And I'd love to dive in to find out what led you down the path that you're on now into coaching.
Yeah, thank you again so much for having me. And it was really a coincidental path. But I was always in corporate marketing for 20 plus years in consumer and business to business marketing. And along that way, I had a nurturing thing going on where I really felt like giving back to the community and very close with my father. And he suggested that I mentor a young person. And I thought about his suggestion and went and researched nonprofits in Denver. And I found a nonprofit called Colorado Youth at Risk. And I was matched with a young gal who had lost a parent. And I too had lost a parent. So we had something in common. And I realized during that year experience that I loved the one-to-one connection. And I loved, as I would say, having someone's back and being able to be a guide. And then several years later, I was at a restaurant sitting at the bar, and there was an acquaintance there who was talking to her girlfriend that she should do coaching. And I overheard this conversation and I interrupted them and I said, I don't know if you're going to do coaching, but I am. I just went for it. I just in my gut knew that this was for me. And it was a total leap of faith. I quit my job and immersed myself in my studies. And one thing led to another. And I just believe I've found my calling and love trying to be of service to other people.
Well, I first want to congratulate you. It's so exciting when you have that knowing and just inspiration to follow, you know, follow that sign that you had. So I have learned, Devra, that when things show up in our life, it typically, I believe we're guided along the way, I should say, if we just pay attention. So you mentioned a couple things there, some synchronicities that took place. Do you believe that we have a divine force that comes to our aid when we are true to our calling? Have you seen that yourself as well as in other, you know, other cases?
Well, I just think when we open ourselves up to the possibility, and no matter what that could be, that we do put energy out there, and it's often returned to us. But if we're never open in the first place, then nothing really happens.
Right. Right. So first, just being open to the possibility, letting go. And I typically also tell or share with the guest that it seems like things just kind of sometimes land in your lap. If, again, if you're open and you're paying attention,
that's right.
We're guided into areas maybe we haven't even tried before. So the fact that you heeded the calling and you're doing this now, and you've been doing it now for a bit, what has been one of the greatest challenges in terms of starting a business and taking that leap of faith and leaving, you know, your comfort of a secure position and job? What has been one of the biggest obstacles you've overcome?
I just think it's oftentimes in our head. And it was me just starting out and realizing that I've done my education and been certified, and it's up to me to declare myself a coach. And so I would just say, oftentimes the biggest obstacle is just believing in ourselves and just putting it out there that we are enough, and that we can do this, and then just making that declaration and stepping into it.
I love that, making a declaration. So really, it's just a sign that you have the belief that you are capable of doing that. And once you put the energy in that, more probably shows up. That's a great, I've never heard it, termed like that. That's great. What do you think keeps most of us? I'm just curious, since you've worked with so many different individuals in the course of your career, what do you think are some of our greatest reasons that we don't take the leap of faith and we stay stuck?
Right. That's a big question. I would say that sometimes being stuck, I think, is a normal part of development. You know, we might have been thrown off our course. Maybe we lost our job or something unexpected happened. And I would say that that's a breakdown in obviousness, where normally we know what to do. We get up, we brush our teeth, make breakfast, we go to work. But when something happens and it's not obvious to us what to do, we can be stuck. And so sometimes we have to stay in that place to start to reorient ourselves to what has really gone on. So sometimes it's beneficial and normal, I would say. If we continue to stay stuck, though, then we might want to look at what there must be some benefit I'm getting from being stuck. And it may not be conscious, but if we start to really look at it, maybe unconsciously there's some benefit. And then with those realizations and self-awareness, then we can take a step forward, because to be unstuck can be uncomfortable because we have to grow. We have to learn something new or try something new in order to rebuild that momentum. Because sometimes when we're stuck, there just isn't energy for us to get unstuck.
Incredible. And yeah, that's great advice. I was going to say sometimes staying stuck, it sounds like we just need to gather more skills or to really get more clarity, it sounds like, too, in some cases, of really where our heart is leading us. So sometimes being in that holding pattern, as difficult as it can be an incredible learning opportunity, is what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes I really believe it is there for that reason, to right. give us the spaciousness to reorient to a new beginning. And often in order to have a new beginning, you have to have a good ending. And that gap of being stuck can also serve where we actually grieve or mourn or have a good ending, so that then we can have a new beginning. But the new beginning really starts with a good ending.
Beautiful. And in terms of, I was going to say, when we do stay stuck, and I think all of us have been in a position before where we're afraid. Mm-hmm. We allow, and you just mentioned too, that sometimes staying stuck maybe keep us more, a little more comfortable. I know when we step out into the unknown, it can be scary, and you're right. It doesn't always feel great. So you have to be able to walk through fear. In terms of learning how to do that, I'm sure you've had the opportunity in yourself, you know, creating a company. What advice do you have for them in terms of just when those emotions arise of, oh my gosh, what if I fail? What if I look stupid? All those mind trash that we can, you know, beliefs that maybe don't, we need to look at, but as they arise, what advice do you give those as well?
Yeah, I so much love the technique of testing our assumptions. So if we're having fears of, oh, this will never work, or whatever the fear is, then can we just run a little experiment and test that? Because what if you're wrong and it works? But if you never test that assumption, you're never going to know. So I really like to encourage people to break it down into baby steps and just start testing your assumptions, because they may be right or wrong, but the point is just to literally see what happens.
Getting out there and playing at it. That's why I've been referencing this quote lately, but I believe it's so powerful. When you look at what Michael Jordan said, Deborah, he said, "I miss more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game shot and missed. I've failed over and over again. And that is why I succeed." So what I'm hearing you saying too, is if we don't get out there and just try it and get our feet wet, we're going to make mistakes and just keep getting up. But we may have some narrative that we've created about our story that isn't really real, or it's a false assumption from what I'm also hearing. So I think that's really tremendous advice to all of you out there. Test it and see. So did you have tremendous, you must have, to be able to coach people at this level, and I know you've done a lot of training and coursework. Did you have a coach or mentor as well in your career that really helped you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a firm believer in having coaches in many domains of your life, whether it's sports or whether it's, personal development or leadership development. Absolutely. We all need guidance and support. And I think coaches provide that. So yes, I have had wonderful mentors and coaches. And I think that we all need to pay it forward, if you will, because we all need help at times.
Don't you think too, one of the hardest things I believe is just reaching out to ask for it and asking for the support. Yeah. Is the first step is it doesn't mean we're weak. I know when I told my mom once, Deborah, that I was getting support and coaching, she said, "Oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? Oh, I failed you. Why aren't you calling me?" And I said, "Mom, this, don't take it personal. I need support, professionally in a different way than, I can just speak freely and help me grow to the next level." And it was tremendously beneficial for myself. So I recommend all of you out there. I know working with coaches can be a little bit daunting sometimes, but it's far worth it. So Deborah, when individuals work with you, is there a program you put them through? Do you prefer you work with them at least 3 to 4 sessions? What is your typical, plan look like?
Yeah, typically I work with someone for 6 to 8 months. It could be longer. And we co-create, of course I drive it, but a customized coaching plan for the person that has agreed upon outcomes and a purpose for our work together. And then I'm really offering books to read, podcasts to listen to, TED Talks to watch, any resources that can support what we're working on to achieve the outcomes and purpose that we're going for. And my coaching is very much, as you said, holistic and developmental, meaning we're working on not just gaining more knowledge and skill, but actually having psychological shifts in our identity. Meaning, if we once were, for example, running a company and now we're not, well, our identity has changed and it needs to change. So my coaching is very, I would say, vertical, meaning it's about growth and development combined with horizontal coaching, which is skill and knowledge development.
It sounds like it just takes an investment of time, because these types of behaviors, I'm guessing, are just to try to really work with people and understand them deeply, typically doesn't happen overnight.
Correct. And we do need to let life happen. So part of the coaching is that we meet frequently enough, a couple times a month, to keep the momentum going, but not so often that life can't happen in between, because the growing happens when you're out in life practicing what it is we're working on.
I appreciate you sharing that. What has been one of your greatest in your career too, one of your greatest aha moments?
Well, I would just say when I was so fortunate to find coaching, That was really the big aha for me. And I knew it was an aha because it just was like a pair of jeans. It just fit. And there were no buts. It just was really the right fit for me. And so I just think it wasn't an overnight aha, but that ultimately is the greatest gift, is finding that for myself.
When you find purpose and you enjoy what you're doing every day, it's so much more fulfilling than just going to a job. And I'm sure in your past, did you ever have a place where you think, where you went in every day and you went, this is definitely a job?
Yeah, it just, you know, it wasn't that it was terrible, but it just wasn't the same passion. I just didn't bring the same passion to it that I do to this work.
It's great that you're doing something you love so much. And in terms of, you know, you mentioned that you have coaching. Is there any quote or book that you have on your desk that you love as one of your favorites?
Oh, there's so many. I do love Michael Mead. He wrote Fate and Destiny. I don't know that I could remember a quote from him, but I love his work. One quote that the Dutch philosopher Kierkegaard, if I said that correctly, he says that life can only be understood backwards, but it's meant to be lived forward. And I think that's really true. And that goes along with you run these experiments and you try to figure it out as you go along. And then at the end, you look back and it all makes sense. But when you're doing it in the first place, you're going, well, I'm not sure, like volunteering, that really didn't make sense in terms of to try to find my calling. That wasn't why I volunteered. But looking back, that's how I found it.
It does make more sense, doesn't it? When you're going through it, you're like, why am I doing this? And then as you review, things do all kind of flow for a reason. So what a beautiful quote. Thank you for sharing. And if you were sharing to the listeners, kind of as just a final thought, if they are right now, I know sometimes anxiety is at an all-time high, fear with everything going on in the world, and maybe stuck in a career that they have no passion for. If you were just giving advice to them, or maybe your younger self, you know, what would you say?
Well, I would say that it's perfectly normal to feel anxious. These are really complex and stressful times. And I think if I was giving my younger self advice, again, I would say be open to the possibility and really tune in to the inner urges and flashes of insight within yourself, because those are the breadcrumbs to follow. And I believe that we make it up as we go along. And so those breadcrumbs are what we're building on. And if we're true to listening to ourselves, then it leads us in the right direction.
Great advice. Listen to our internal voice, basically, and pay attention to those hunches. And with a society that moves so fast, on the go, working, working, working all the time, that sounds like an invitation to me to slow down once in a while so you can even hear your internal voice.
Yeah, I love that you brought that up, because that's so important. Whether it's hiking in nature or a true meditation practice or some creative outlet that lets you unwind and slow down, because those voices are subtle. You have to listen hard.
They are. I found they are. And if you don't listen, the other thing I found is eventually they get louder and it's, and they usually whack you over the head with a health crisis or some, you know, some issue that forces you to really listen and heed that inner calling. So I appreciate you being here. And for all of you listeners out there to know, I will have Devra's information in the show notes. So Devra, I wish you nothing but success as you continue to move forward with your coaching and in a career that inspires you. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm delighted. So thank you again all for tuning in today. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you enjoyed listening to Devra's story. We appreciate you being here, and let's all go make it a great day.